Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale writes about the restaurant scene for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil.
Hi, John.
All right, let's talk first about a couple of things we talked about last week, and that was if you have a question about a restaurant, if you want to recommend a restaurant, if there's something that you'd like Phil to know about a restaurant, 312-981-7200. We call this the Phil Flash Fry.
Smell that bacon sizzling.
All right, let's pick it up where we left off last week.
All right.
Somebody asked about charcuterie in the city.
Right. Where can you get it? And
about everywhere
these days.
The
short answer is yes, about everywhere. It's getting real popular. Chefs are really into making their own sausages and curing meats and curing hams. Places to do it extremely well. The Publican on Fulton Market. They have two different charcuterie platters that priced about $17.1, and the big one, I think, is $26. Right across the street is their other place, Publican Quality Meats, which does charcuterie at a little more smaller scale, in that it doesn't cost as much to get it. You can get one for 15 or one for 9 or two, 3 for 15 or 5 for 22.
Well, how many things you want on the board.
Exactly. Yeah. So you customize it. Funkenhausen, new place out on 1700 block of West Chicago Avenue. They have a piggy plate. It's there. It's like dead center in the menu, so you know they want you to get it. And they have this big cutting board in the shape of a pig, and just all sorts of goodies and cheeses and meats and.
Because a lot of times when you go out, sometimes you're not going to. You might just get a couple of drinks and a charcuterie.
You could easily do that.
Or if you're going to order hors d'oeuvres, a nice charcuterie sort of satisfies everybody. I'm a big fan of these.
Oh yeah, they're great little shared plates, and everybody can just like dig in. They're pretty easy to customize.
Well,
often
Publican Meats. What was
Funkenhausen?
Funkenhausen,
the Purple Pig on Michigan Avenue. They do a great job with stuff. Big Jones on 5300 block of North Clark Street up in Andersonville. They have a boucherie board. That's what he calls it, because he does Cafe Marie Jean and on California 1000 West they do lots of charcuterie. But if you look at the menu online, you can't see them because all their charcuterie is written on the chalkboard inside the restaurant, and that's nice too, because you get, I'll have one of these or I have two of these, and you really customize what you're going to put in there. And Bar Pastoral on 2900 North Broadway is mostly known for its cheeses, but they have some meats too, and so you put together your own meat and cheese board, and they have really nice stuff.
We'll post all of these on the John Williams page at WGNradio.com and on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. All right, we'll try and get to some more of your texts at 312-981-7200 after a break. But I also want you to talk about a restaurant that you give 4 stars to.
4. That's all I got.
This is as good as it gets. And yet, tell me if one of the serving ways to serve a piece of food here didn't just jump the shark.
You mean the something served inside a clear plastic sneaker?
Somebody texted in, I've been waiting to go to Fat Rice. What does Phil think about that place? Give me 30 seconds on Fat Rice. Go.
Okay. Well, I like it a lot. The James Beard Foundation likes it a lot, having awarded Abe Conlon, the chef, the Great Lakes Outstanding Chef Award in 2018. The food is Macanese, which means it comes from the island of Macau, which is kind of a melting pot area in Southeast Asia, where lots of Chinese and Portuguese and even Indian influences go. It's a small place. It can get kind of noisy. The food is on the spicy side. Some of it's really hot, and some of it isn't, and they can tell you. And the big dish to get is the arroz gordo, which literally is fat rice. And it's the big, huge pot with all these proteins and rice simmering together.
Oh, that sounds good. Next. No, we'll talk about next. But the name of this place is Fat Rice.
Fat Rice.
All right. Your review, latest next menu, is a heartfelt salute to Chef Jose Andres. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about the chef who's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his humanitarian disaster relief efforts. He brought an army of chefs with him. He was boots on the ground after the hurricane that devastated Puerto Rico. He's been in the Bahamas this year. He's been in lots of different places. He brings people. They make food. They feed the people who are hungry. They feed disaster relief workers. He just does all this. In addition, he has more than a half dozen restaurants in various cities, principally Washington, D.C., but he's also upcoming to Chicago next year. And he's just one of the most celebrated restaurateurs and chefs in the country.
Wait a minute, but he does have a restaurant in Chicago.
He will next year. He does not in Chicago.
Next isn't at 953 West Fulton
Right,
Market?
But it's not his restaurant. That is Grant Achatz and Edgar Tinoco's salute to Jose Andres.
And what they did
is they communicated with the chef and his team, and they gave them recipes, and they lent them service pieces.
Restaurants do that? I would not lend to a potential competitor recipes or ideas.
The restaurant community, particularly in Chicago, is unbelievably supportive of each other. You'd be surprised how well they help each other out.
So next, 953 West Fulton, it's another Fulton Market restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You give 4 stars to Wednesday through Sunday. Prices are $195 to $285, Phil.
Right. Depends on the day and the time.
No kidding.
And whether you're doing the normal menu or you're going to do the upgraded menu.
So this is a special night out for people.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But worth it, says you.
Says me.
Okay, but then one of the items on the menu, chicken and what? How do you say these words?
Croquettes. Chicken and bechamel, which is a white sauce. Croquettes.
And what are they served in?
They're served in a sneaker. It is a clear plastic sneaker. You can see right through it. The backstory is, and this came out in interviews with the great chef, Jose Andres said that as a child, when he would raid the refrigerator late at night, midnight, parents were asleep, he would go in and drink some of the bechamel sauce that his mother had made to serve the day later, because some of these sauces you like to let sit a little bit and let the flavors develop. And he would do that. And he also got in trouble from time to time because he put his feet on the table. And that was a no-no, of course. And but you're talking about his sneakers. These clear plastic sneakers that they serve edition are actually the sneakers that he uses to serve meals in his restaurant in D.C., Haleo. So they borrowed them so they could do that presentation.
And then they made plastic serving dishes that mm-hmm. look exactly like a sneaker.
They even have laces.
They have laces, and then they put the food in there, and then they sit that down on your table in front mm-hmm. of you. And I guess people are amused.
Yes.
It's just so weird, it seems to me. Does it ever get too silly for these people?
It depends. You know, when you talk to them about it, for instance, this sneaker, that's ridiculous. It's silly, right? But then you hear there's a backstory.
Yeah.
It's a childhood memory. It's something Andres himself talked about.
How's the food in the sneaker? How does it taste?
Well, it's a little leathery. No, I'm kidding. It's it's.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to be good food in there.
Right. Well, the thing is this is one of about 6 dishes they put out at once. So it's, quote, just, unquote, a chicken croquette with a bechamel sauce, and it's deep fried, and it's 2 bites, and you've had it. But at the same time, there are all these other things, too, including a pizza that they put. It's a very thin slice, and what it looks like pizza dough, but actually it's edible paper and Parmesan cheese that have been crisped up so it looks like flat pizza, and they put the ingredients on top, and they serve it in what looks like one of those fluted paper plates you see in every picnic in the world, except it's actually melamine molded to look like a paper plate. And then they sprinkle a little chili flakes in between the 2 slices as a joke, reminding this is how we eat our pizza in this world, on a paper plate with the shaker of chili flakes.
You eat the whole thing.
Yep.
Phil Vitale writes about the restaurant scene and reviews restaurants for the Chicago Tribune, his latest next menu offering. Remember, this place is not inexpensive.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, we're going to get texts now saying, I need you to do something that costs about $41 or $19. But, hey, this is one of the world's great restaurants in Chicago, next in Fulton Market. Phil Vitale's review in the Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining. Out of time, Mr. Vitale.
All right. Can I say one thing? $41, you can eat pretty darn well at Katie's Dumpling House.